a robot.
Robot or not.
Did your kids ever watch Thomas?
He's a very useful engine. Except when he causes confusion and delay.
Oh, there's so much confusion and delay. Sir Topham Hatt, who we discovered, Mike Hurley told me that in England he's called the Fat Controller.
Yep, yep.
It's terrible. He is Sir Topham Hatt.
They're less squeamish about body shaming in the UK.
But he was knighted. I think that's impressive. He may be, it may be a family title, but the Topham Hatts are in the hereditary system of Great Britain.
Yes, yeah, so the class system. He's a very important person because he's fat and white.
Yeah, oh, exactly right. That's why he's the controller. He's because his father was the controller, Sir Derby.
They have all the train racism with the diesels and the steamies.
Oh yeah, sure. And then there's the poor train cars that are just along for the ride.
Yeah, that show was a mess. Anyway.
But are they robots? This is the thing: is they're made from mechanical items, but they have faces and they apparently have emotions and talk and things. But they're instructed, sort of, by Sir Topham Hatt. So what's the story with Thomas the Tank Engine?
That's a kid's show, and it's filled with magic. Like, I don't think we're ever meant to believe that someone created these train engines with these malleable little faces that they smile and talk and have like tongues and stuff. Like, there's no one building them like that. It's not, you know, there is people building the engines, the mechanical parts of it, but the fact that they have faces and talk to each other, that's all 100% magic. Either that or it's the delusions of a madman. You know what I mean?
So Topham Hatt is actually in a sanatorium near the Sodor Railway. In fact, right next door, and the trains go by and he imagines that he is controlling them with his mind.
It's the guy, who's the narrator with the awesome accent that I love?
Oh, I don't know.
It's some famous person, isn't it?
Well, there was, so didn't like Ringo Starr do it for a while?
No, the non-British narrator.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, it could also be his delusions. But bottom line is, it's either the delusions of a mad person, or if we're meant to believe that it's actually going on, it's magical realism, it's fantasy, there's magic there, those are not robots. Like, it is not a sci-fi premise. No one is supposing that we have made autonomous, intelligent engines.
That would be kind of cool, though.
Well, I don't remember. I've seen the show many times, but my kids are older now, so I've forgotten. At any point, do they show someone driving one of the engines, as in, like, in the cab, like, controlling when the train stops
like
and
an engineer or something?
Yeah, I don't know the title of the person who actually, like, says, okay, train, now time to go, and presses a lever or something. Mm-hmm. That person? I don't think those people are there, so I think we're meant to believe that they are driving themselves. But anyway, it's clear that they are not robots.
Not robots.
This is a show where magic is a thing.
Yeah, and confusion and delay.
Yeah, it's they don't run a tight ship there on Sodor.
No. Have you seen that video where they, it's the supercut of all the horrible tank or horrible train accidents on the Sodor Railway? Set to thrash metal music.
Even, like, forget about the accidents. Even just when they're back at the station, they're like, you know, dumping coal on each other as pranks and stuff. It's a mess. You can't have that.
It's badly run.
Robot or not.